You ever get like that?
No, never. Do it. Suck it up.
I'm sucking.
Rub some dirt on it and get out there. Rub some more dirt on it and suck it.
There we go. Now people will know that we're starting. How many was that?
I don't know. Guess how many O's that was. Send in your answer to spyversuspy@gmail.com and you can win some jelly beans.
If you tweet it, you'll win twice as many jelly beans.
Yeah, man. We're going viral.
Don't forget to tweet us.
Are you going viral or are you going...
I don't know.
Is it a virus or is it a... What's the other option there?
I don't know. I just hope it's not that... You know the thing? I hope it's not.
Which one? That, diarrhea?
No, the pig one.
Montezuma's
pig? Pig-faced illness.
Spider pig?
Yeah, I don't want to get that shit.
Yeah, goddamn right. So it feels a little bit sick.
Yeah.
I'm not sick. I'm feeling fine. I just woke up, so...
You're totally sick.
I think I'm at my best when I just wake up. I kind of feel like I would...
Simply the best!
On HBO. That was their... They had that as a slogan tune one time when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. We had some sound-alike chicks singing it.
Huh.
Simply the best.
Was that a commercial
Simply
for underpants?
Simply the Porgy and Bess. Huh? Okay, what?
Was that a commercial for some ladies under things? Wasn't that it?
It may have been, yeah. She got legs and she's simply the best.
Yeah.
The best.
All right.
Simply the bus. Hey, that show ever come back on? Speaking of shows, hey.
The bus. Oh, yeah. Oh, TV day. It's TV day today.
It's International Television Day.
Yeah. Man, TGITHUSR.
Wait a minute. TGITVD.
Yeah.
TiVo.
Brown load.
Yeah.
Dude, my cable box will only record two shows at one time.
And what else do you need?
Are you kidding?
What three shows are on at once?
There's NBC.
It's a rerun of The Simpsons I just can't miss.
I can't. It's, you know, they change them every time.
What if you had... You probably would have one of those recording channels always recording Simpsons, right? No matter what?
No.
Because it's always on, right?
It's always on in the kitchen.
Okay.
I've got the little DVD player, and I got all the seasons on the burned on the things, and the regulars, yeah. And the, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
The ones that are out, I have, but the ones that aren't out, I have on the...
Those are in the bedroom.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, I won't go any further down there.
Oh, man, I was ready.
Hmm.
I was prepared for anything you're gonna throw down.
Talk about it.
What? What my problems?
Yeah.
My pains.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's just a vascular headache. Is all.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, see, like I was afraid that you know, like at a moment in a young man's life where he goes, oh,
I'm over 30.
Right. No, not that moment. Oh. I meant like, you know, one of those special moments, you know?
Oh, like
that.
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get these headaches. For those of you who don't know, you get these headaches. And you think, uh-oh, I'm going to die. But then I went to the doctor and he's like, no. Just don't drink a bunch and then try to move a bunch of furniture and expect your head not to hurt.
Yeah, but this was more than once, right?
Yeah, but once you stretch it out, then it stays kind of stretched out for a while.
No, I can relate.
It's just like, don't aggravate it, you know, and
yeah.
Then it will fully go away. And I said, you can't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
That's
you know,
right.
Back in your wheelchair.
Yeah, I went on my walkabout.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are our listeners fully caught up on that program? Whatever
no.
It is? No.
Some of them are. I don't know.
How about you, Greg? You watch all this stuff?
He doesn't like that.
He doesn't like it?
Not an old movie.
I'm not surprised at all.
It's like an old movie, but it isn't one.
It's whatever it is. Greg doesn't like it.
Aw.
It's true.
You think you're mispronouncing my name.
Oh, George. No, Brian, right?
I'm the one who doesn't like anything.
Well, that's true, but I can't think of a movie that Greg likes. I saw him wrestling with that question once himself.
That's me again.
What, Brian? Top five movies. Here we go.
Of all time?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
But they have to be
okay.
OSCON. OSCON?
Okay. No. Yeah. No. I get it. I get it. Oh wait. Top five Australian movies of all time?
Oh yeah. Here we go.
Easy. Easy. Mad Max.
Okay.
Oh. all the Baz Luhrmann movies.
I don't know. Movies filmed in Australia by all Australian crew and cast and everything.
Oh, The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Okay.
That's
number five.
What? Ding?
Is that number five or number one?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah,
you think? Okay. All right. Fuck this. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
We got. You know the Beatles? They're on the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, did you know that I was going to talk about the Beatles today?
Oh, sweet. All right, Beatles did it.
Okay, high five.
Nope, no offense, Australia.
High five with my hand, not your butt.
That's a shuffle. That's
spanking.
That's what I call it.
Let's spank over
the
it.
The loose meat shuffle.
Oh.
That's when you grab two butts and you... Blah, blah,
blah. Super bowel shuffle.
Together. Yeah. Oh, nice. I like that.
I had that earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. My mind keeps going down these roads, and I'm just like, man, don't say that shit. That's disgusting. Oh God, not again.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Go
down the road. Kate Blanchett, care, man. Do what you want. Stream of consciousness. Stream of fever dream, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Because I'm drinking tea. That's the problem.
Uh oh.
It's like it's like the absinthe of coffee. Is it
vampire tea?
No. That's funny.
Okay.
It's funny that there's different venues for that shit, you know? It's like, I wouldn't write that joke, my vampire tea joke. I wouldn't write that in, like, a birthday card to my grandma.
I was just going to say birthday card to your grandma.
Really?
I was literally going to say that.
I don't understand why we both do the show.
I don't know either.
Why do we both have to be doing it? Why don't we voices for each other.
Let's get Tom and Robert to do it for us.
I know, that would be great. Just like Kiss.
Yeah, or Dukes of Hazzard.
Exactly. But they would have to play us. Who would you rather have?
No, they play our cousins.
Well, that's not what they do in Kiss. That's kind of what they do in Kiss.
They have different makeup. Hey, if you were in Kiss, what would your makeup be? Don't answer that.
Okay. Robert wants to know.
You're fucking bad.
Yeah, I guess. I get a badger.
That would be a badger?
Awesome. Yeah. I was supposed to be Vinnie Vincent kind of close to that. He was
I would
fox.
Get a mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you do a tanuki? You'd have to paint your butt.
Yeah, I would get a lightning bolt on my forehead.
Mm. Wait, weren't we talking about something? Something sounded like a really good idea. Oh, the Beatles. Okay, so they're on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? And
again,
it was like, we rate...
Come on. Yeah, we might as well just be like Oprah's magazine. Come on.
They go, we rate the Beatles like 50 best songs. It might even just be 35. It might, whatever. But it's like a number of... We count down the best, and they actually have them numbered. They like say
how many songs
is the best.
How many songs do they have?
I don't know, 92.
Okay.
That's a guess. I don't know.
Died T2, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they rank them, and I'm just like, man, who... That's,
why bother?
Shit.
Let's just listen to Offspring instead.
Should I just put on Offspring songs?
Osprey?
Yeah. Should I just put
the Osprey?
All right. I'm gonna try to transform Osprey. You just hold on.
And I don't want to hold on to it. Put on Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Remember when we played music that one time? Should we do another music show?
No,
who you want? Who you want, Brian or Tom? So you want Tom or Gerald? You want Robert or Tom?
Are you talking about Wilson Phillips again?
One of them's going to have to be you and one of them's going to have to be me.
Hmm. I don't know. We'll Indian leg wrestle over it at SPX. That sound effect of me sounding disgusting was not actually me. I was delighted at that, and then Phil played a sound effect. He played a drop of me sounding disgusted right after.
Get disgusted. Here we go.
Hey! I didn't like it that much. Come on.
Oh. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Brian. Welcome to Spider vs. Spy Podcast.
Oh, my name's Robert Newsom.
My name's number 9.
I live in Georgian's Athens. Curtis Mathis, Killer TV.
Wow. Look at you go.
Yeah.
Look, you go.
Remember when that used to be noteworthy?
Yugos?
Yeah.
I know, seriously. Jay Leno would imagine if that was today, how much he'd be able to squeeze out of that.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Jay Leno?
Dave would take Hyundai. No, but so the dudes, if we're working for Elizabeth Berkley's magazine, what's it called? Entertainment Weekly? Well, all them dudes
wait, hold on, hold on,
like,
hold on. Stop, stop, cut the music. Elizabeth Berkley runs that shit?
Owns it.
Owns it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, I had a
brief free subscription to that magazine once.
You should have kept it.
No, it's too much, man. It's weekly. I don't need that shit weekly. Ugh, just piled up. It was good. It was good to throw in the bathroom, I guess. And it was good for cutting pictures out of and shit, but man, it's just like fucking too much.
Diet Coke paid for my subscription.
Although, you know, to be fair, because it is weekly, like, that's the reason why it's such a good toilet drag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's always refreshing.
Yeah, you flip through it and you...
Okay, Beatles, Beatles.
You care about and get mad at it. No, but the dudes...
Mmm, I love Beatles.
That's what I'm saying. I know you don't care for the band.
We'll get to that second, but go ahead. No, I'm not like a big... No. Nah, I don't
hate them.
I don't like anything. Never.
Yeah. Especially if it's noteworthy in any way.
I only like the Canadian Beatles.
Yeah. Which
also
is...
known as the Guess Who. No. That would be funny if it was. Yeah, Beatles are pretty good, but they don't.
Yeah. What's up, sweetie?
I love you.
I love you too. Me and Allison got in a bit of a row this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She said, I love you to me like every 5 minutes.
Ugh. Okay, women.
Yeah. Talking about it.
And you're just, every time you're just trying to think of, like, how do I get around this?
Yeah, no, I tell her I love you too, but I don't know. I think she just wants to talk to me, but she doesn't have much to say yet. She doesn't have a lot of gossip.
Maybe she should read Entertainment Weekly. Maybe you should discuss the Beatles with her.
Yeah, but how do those dudes, come on. Come on now. Is number 10 really better than number 20? Come on. Well, this top 10 list of anything, any top amount of anything. You can
just
say the number one thing.
Yeah, you can say the top.
This is a bunch of stuff we like.
Here's the 20 best that we think. Yeah. Don't rank them, because, like, people are going to
number them.
Well, actually, I think this one should be number 18. This one
are they getting paid hourly? Are they getting paid hourly to come up with that and, like, bicker about, like, no, that's number 8. This is number 12.
I don't think there's any bickering at all. I think it's just like, hey, make a top 10 list. Okay, done. Okay, good. Let's bring it. But I bet they don't even edit or read it.
No one checks it at all.
No, I can't.
It's just like stream of consciousness.
Hold on. Our ass is going to be on the line. Entertainment Weekly's good name will be sullied if we do not get this just right.
Because they could be scientifically proven that, you know.
We can change it next week.
Eleanor Rigby is better than Hey Jude. What do you like better, Eleanor Rigby or Hey Jude? It's like, I don't know. They're all right.
Combine them. Mash them up.
They're good. They're both, but it's like,
cut them up.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
You do it. It sounds better when you do it.
No, man. Cut them up. I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it.
That's cheap.
Yeah. You were.
Special guest in the studio today.
Yeah, it's this is my daughter, Allison. Hey, you got in a fight, didn't you? You got to talk.
Yes.
Who'd you get in a fight with?
You
can make up a name. You don't have to say the real name.
Right.
What's his name?
I don't want to say it.
Migios. Is she getting it?
Mr. Migios?
No, Migios. Migyios.
Is that
Filipino.
Spanish or something?
Filipino.
Oh, okay.
And she got in a fight with Migios, right?
He's so fun, he blows my mind. Is it a he?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it on some television program?
What?
Migios? Is it Dora the Explorer or something?
No, in school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's this dude, and he hit her 3 times.
Wow.
Right? In the chest, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right there. Right in the boob.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then
you hit him back, right?
Mm-hmm.
How hard did you hit him? Hit me, how hard did you hit him? Oh, man. The kid's going to the hospital.
Yeah.
That hurt. That's tough. They both had to sit in the corner.
Same corner? That's not very good.
No, it was opposite corners, which is like... So when they come out, ding! You know, round two. You really hit him that hard?
He hit me this hard.
Yeah? Uh-huh. How hard did you hit him? Oh, man. It's going to be fun at conferences. Do I have to have a conference with his kid's parents?
Really?
Mr. Miguel's? Yeah, totally. Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to hit them?
Not really his name. I am going to hit... No, I haven't... No.
You could get them in one fell swoop with your giant meat hook.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to be... They're going to be tiny, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're Filipino.
What if you changed your last name to Eno?
That'd be good. Just like that guy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, this is weird. We just got, I just got a Steve Wolfhard's Emo Phillips Twitter.
What?
For those of you who don't know.
Eno Phillips?
Steve Wolfhard, has this character that he does named Emo Phillips. He's done it on stage a number of times and in some films.
Yeah.
And now he's got a Twitter.
You can pick him out because he's the one with Starhead.
Make a Phillips screwdriver. Flaps.
That doesn't have a star head.
Yeah. Phillips.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? There's one I want to get is the triangle one, so then you can open Burger King toys. I want to get a triangle screwdriver.
I bet you can get one on eBay.
Yeah?
Probably.
You can just hammer in triangle screwdriver into the search handle?
Yeah, I'm positive you can do that kind of stuff. You can get one because look at eBay. I don't fucking know.
Let's get a bunch of them and hand them out at SPX.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
Let's get a bunch of them to hand them out. Butterscotch candies? No. Alka-Seltzer.
What about a butterscotch candy with an Alka-Seltzer center?
Surprise! Oh, man. Yeah, you spend all that minutes just savoring and enjoying that. And then it just starts fizzing and getting all...
Yeah.
I like that. Let's do it.
Okay.
How do we make that happen?
So, butterscotch-flavored Tums.
Is there a custom candy on-demand place yet?
Tums.
The Lulu of candy?
Yeah, there's a fucking idea, though, huh?
You
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can come up here and just say, hey, come on. There's got to be some candy-er out there willing to just risk it all.
Yeah. I mean, you can get custom M&Ms made, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. Do you want to make some?
And you can get cakes, but
Do you want to make some?
They're so expensive.
Oh my god, you're right.
They're like 35 cents a piece.
And they won't even put cashews or peanut paper in.
No. No swears.
Yeah, I know.
All nut paper.
What about like a clever negative space drawing where like it looks like one thing and then, you know.
Oh, it fool them?
Yeah.
It looks like two faces and that's...
Basically a dong or
a face full of dicks.
It's like two ladies with big mouths facing each other and it looks like they've both got a dong in their mouth.
It's like four or five naked guys like kind of clumped together, but like the negative space between them is a naked lady.
Oh, I like that. There's an elementary school. It's like a Catholic school in the neighborhood. And it's all sort of like Celtic... decorated and designed. It's called Saint something. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I forget.
Saint Sebastian's Bach.
Yeah, Spock. Yeah. What?
Saint Sebastian's Bach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Saint Spock's. It has like a little design on the side. It says like, what's their team name? It's like maybe their team name is just the Celtics or the Celtics or something like that. You know. And but around it has a sort of like Celtic knots, you know, like that kind of design kind of stuff, you know? But they're all made out of these little dudes, and they're all naked. So it looks like a fucking orgy of, like, 69ing little naked goblin men or something.
Irish too, right?
Oh, yeah. So. And so it's just kind of weird, and then you put that with the Catholic school, and you're like...
I don't get it. What are you inferring? No, you don't infer. I imply. No, okay. Never mind.
You're all in for...
Yeah. What was that, a hat? I couldn't even follow that, dude. I'm asleep at the wheel.
What?
Huh?
What, a fur hat?
Yeah. Was it a fur hat?
Beaver belt.
And it was shaved into that?
Hmm?
With a little notchy thing?
I wish I
don't have enough hair to shave anything into my hair anymore. I couldn't do that. There's not enough to, like, make a defined line drawing.
Yeah, but you could, like, braid it and spell something out in cursive.
You need three hairs to braid.
Uh-oh. You love The Simpsons so much.
Yeah, totally. It's getting bad. You'll see.
Why don't you shave some stuff into your ass?
Finger through my hair.
Yeah, I can maybe do that. I don't know, I can't see my ass anymore. I can't turn around that far.
It's a sad day when you can't look at your butthole.
Yeah. I saw it one time. I fell down the stairs and I saw it for a second.
But, oh, dear.
Yep.
You went ass over tea kettle.
Speaking of tea kettle and drinking tea, it's all right.
Ugh.
It's Earl Grey. It's got milk in it. It's all right. It's no coffee. Are you smoking over there?
What?
Brian, did I just hear you take a drag off of a cigarette?
No.
Damn.
What?
Nothing. No, we gonna do something? Is this over?
Know.
Are we done?
I think
we
we're
start?
No, I was talking to the aforementioned Seawolfer last night, and he was like, "Man, I bet there's a lot of Beatles stuff out there right now." No, I forget what he says something to like that effect, and I was like, "Beatles." And they're just kind of whatever to me. They're just there. I don't know. I never. They're like, yeah, okay, they're good, but I don't know. It's just I don't know. It's like one of those things that you look at for so long, and you like when you live somewhere, like that's really cool and beautiful, and you see it every day, and you're just like, I don't know. And then a friend, like if someone comes from out of town, God, it's so great here. You're like, I guess so. And then you think about it, you're like, oh yeah, I guess it is pretty great here. It's like that, right? Just,
but,
they've just kind of always been there, you know?
But you refuse to think about it and go, oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, I guess that's good. And then, you know, and then you can listen to it and be like, oh, yeah, that is good. Hey, how about that? You know?
Yeah.
And,
wait, what are you saying?
Are
you saying you're pro or con?
Huh?
You for him or against him?
Well, I'm for him.
You gotta be one or the other, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm for him.
Yeah.
I'm PHP BB3.
Yes.
Ugh.
I was gonna try to think of that, but
he. Steve was like, oh, you should listen to the Beatles, they're good, I like these albums, and I was like, oh, you're fucking fine. And I realized that I don't think I've ever heard a Beatles album start to finish. I've just always.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
That's why you don't like them.
Yeah.
That's enough right there.
Yeah, but, so I was like, oh shit, well, fucking, I might get some. You know?
Yeah.
So I went out to the store.
Oh.
Asked them if I could buy the box set of the mono recordings there.
Yeah.
You know, the recordings they did when they all had mono.
Yeah. Get two sets.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, play them both at once would be fun.
Zyrica, that shit.
Yeah.
Play one through, like a megaphone or something?
Yeah. No, but what are you saying?
Oh, no. I went and
you're
got.
Not going to get them.
I got. Got.
No
got.
Way.
That was a G at them.
No way.
And I got some of the mono recordings. I was like, hey, why don't I listen to this? You know?
What'd you say?
It's good. I didn't listen to a lot of it, but I will, probably later, like another
what,
drop.
What albums did Steve say were the good ones? And what
Steve,
numbers did
Steve,
he write next to them?
He said he liked the middle ones. He liked, Rubber Soul and Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah, Rubber Soul's the best album. Absolutely. Way to go. Alright, great.
Yeah, that's the one I think that I like, I think. Okay. Just by looking at the track list, I'm like, yeah, I think those are the songs that I don't. But yeah, I haven't really heard one start to end, I don't think.
It's got one of the best, I think, Beatles songs on it is dang old, the one where he's like, Run for Your Life. You know what I'm saying?
That's Andrew W.K.
It's so good.
Okay.
Because it's so mean. It's like, man, if I find out you cheated on me, I'm going to murder you.
Nice.
It's like, that's not, you wouldn't expect that from Beatles.
I guess not, huh?
Yeah. That's why I love it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was reading up on that because I heard about that mono recording thing there, and I read up, and you know, that's got to be the worst band to, like, go read criticism and praise for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like talking about your dreams, isn't it?
Because it's like, okay, like, yeah, there's going to be some people who are like, Beatles aren't so great, but they don't really believe that, do they?
I don't think so.
Like, everyone unanimously agrees. That's the Mickey Mouse version.
Yeah, but man, anyone who unanimity is a great way to get yourself picked on by some folks, though.
Really?
Oh yeah, totally. Think about Josh Woodward. How much I hated that guy.
I don't know who that is.
I saw a fight back in the day. Come on, Brian. 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
No, everyone liked him, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And how did that turn out? Everyone ended up liking you instead.
Yeah, I guess so. See?
You win.
Yeah.
So the only so it's not like you can't argue that Beatles are no good, but you can argue I'm better than the Beatles.
Yeah.
You can't just make a, you know, statement saying like that's dumb, that sucks. You have to give something that's better, and if you have nothing, just say you. And
well, it turns out they were just making stuff up. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you watch the behind the scenes stuff, and it's like, hey, they just made all those songs up.
We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. Bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
No one had ever heard these songs before. We had no idea if anyone was going to like them.
Even when they were the Beatles, they weren't the Beatles yet. It was just, you know, just some dudes making shit up, turns out.
That's right.
Stupid.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a bunch of people who were like, oh, you got to listen to these mono recordings. This is how it's meant to be heard.
Right, yeah.
This is what they wanted. And I was like, mono? But then, yeah, like, people were saying how those dudes and George Matrian and they were saying how like stereo was like a fad and they weren't really too sure on it. And it's weird how you just take stereo for granted. Like that's how what technology we have and we're damn well gonna use it, you know?
Yep. What if you only have one speaker?
Exactly. We're fucking up.
We're wasting speakers, man. We're killing this earth with,
you know,
speakers.
It's like when you have something that's in surround sound, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't have surround sound speakers? It sounds like shit.
Yeah.
So don't keep adding speakers. It doesn't matter. You don't need that. And it's a weird thing where it's like, all that is, it's there to trick you into thinking that you're like spatially in the middle of stuff, right? Or in stereo's case, like, you know, between it, them, right? And it's like,
in the line,
You know, M.C. Escher art is neat, but it's not considered to be great art, even though it's neat, you know? It's like, oh, look at that, it's going into impossible shapes, and it's changing, and it looks 3D and all this, and it's like, well, you know, neat, but it's not great, you know? Like,
yeah.
it's like when someone says, hey, let's make a poster, and let's make these letters look 3D, and you're like, well, you know, you don't need to. You could.
Yeah?
I don't know. No, it's just funny because I never really thought of it. I never really thought of like mono as an option.
Well, you know the Anton LaVey, who's great.
Satan guy.
Yeah, the guy who invented Satan is cool.
Okay.
He was against stereo. He thought that music should be mono.
He thought it was too godly sounding.
Well, you'd have to be sitting right between a bunch of dudes for it to be stereo, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Speaking of, I noticed that Spy vs. Spy podcast is now in stereo.
It's been in stereo for years.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to.
We like that, though, right?
Do we? Do we really?
Well, yeah, because I think some people only like to listen to one of us.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's more about replayability. You can listen to it again with a new outlook on it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You listen to two at once and just one of each of us.
Oh my god.
Half of none of us.
You know, if they were duplicates of us, I wouldn't be doing the show with you.
Really?
Just be doing it with myself.
Oh, I guess me too, huh?
Yeah.
Then we'd have a bitter rivalry. That'd be awesome. Then we'd be versuses.
Yeah.
Should we rotate in these other dudes? Robert, he ain't got nothing going on. He's got a kid and whatnot. Whatever.
Yeah, alright, let's do it.
Alright.
Should we get out of here? Whatever. What do you want to do? You got more to say about stereo, mono, and Anton LaVey?
I read The Devil's Notebook. That was a really good book.
Yeah?
A bunch of stuff about how he likes to read the same catalog over and over again.
Sears catalog? Toy catalog? 1982? With the whole G.I. Joe setup?
You know what he said? The secret to I love that thing so much.
I know. And when they're all kind of like painted glossy and like they look better than they really do, you know?
Oh yeah.
They got like nail polish on them or some shit.
Leaned up.
Yes.
But yeah, he said that the trick to making satanic music is volume pedal.
Really?
You gotta have dynamics. You gotta be able to creep stuff in and not just have it like wham.
How do they fucking know what devil likes? They don't know.
Well,
Devil doesn't like shit that people like. He'll be like, you guys are fucking up. You're not doing it right. Because clearly you haven't won yet. So whatever the Devil guys are doing, they're doing it wrong. Knock it off.
No, that's not true. The Devil guys are 100% A1 right. Because all they do Here's the trick to being a devil guy, is that you don't believe in anything, you know everything is fake and bullshit, and you just look at the thing that the believe in stuff guys like.
The believe in stuff?
That. You know what I'm just saying? You want to make devil music, you just make the opposite of what the anti-devil folks like.
So the opposite.
As long as you're agitating the squares, you're doing it right.
But if you want to agitate them, shouldn't you do the exact same as them? But like, it should be Weird Al versions of gospel songs.
I guess.
It should be, I'm saying.
I don't know, man.
Like, what if there was some, like, cool, fucking, I don't know. I don't fucking know my
Maybe
classic.
I only like punk rock because it upsets my inner square. Because I know that it's terrible. I'm like, I'm listening to something like, wow, it's recorded horribly, and it's played poorly, and it's very repetitive.
That's my thing. That's why I was never into punk music.
Oh, I love it. I can't help it. I love it. But I know it's awful. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It sounds terrible.
Like to me, any art, like, personally, my thing is that it has to look or sound good, kind of like first and foremost. I can't just get behind something.
Oh,
I don't like conceptual art. I don't like, oh, no, but this guy's, he's really playing with, no, I don't fucking care if he's playing with it. It's got to look good.
The Melvins are awful. I will, man, they're like the most irritating band. I mean, I don't know, man. I understand when people are like, yuck, the Melvins, yuck. Like my wife, for example, she's like, the Melvins, come on, yuck.
Hey, eat
like,
this,
I know it's yuck.
Eat this shit sandwich. It's really playing with the medium of a sandwich. Like, no, I don't want to eat that. Eat a good sandwich.
No, I like
and
that.
And if the good sandwich has, you know, something funny written on it, or I don't know, or if it looks like another kind of food but still tastes like a sandwich, like, that's cool, I guess, but I don't know.
Someone's telling me something. Let's go.
I love you.
Oh. Yeah. How old are you?
Is she talking to me?
Person who guesses the closest, the length of time between I love yous, wins the beans from there.
Okay. There's no beans.
So whoever won on the first time, you gotta turn it back in.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna need these beans back. It's a bean trophy. You can't, it's gonna be like, they're all gonna be glued into the jar or something, and you can't get them out. Yeah. It's like that MTV popcorn statue.
So wait, are we agreeing to disagree here?
On what?
Did we finally find something to fight about?
No.
Head with the show.
Man, whatever you want, man.
Head with you people.
Okay.
You people.
Aw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of that, yeah. I watched that episode of The Thing that we watched.
I don't know yet.
They have that conversation in the elevator about television.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And the guy's all like, so they're in purgatory, right?
What?
They're in purgatory, right?
Oh, yeah. Who said that?
You know.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was awesome. That was very cool when he was on that show. Hey, everyone.
Uh-huh.
If you just caught up on Lost, maybe you should go watch the Saturday Night Live that Matthew Fox is on, because it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it's on Hulu or MySpleen or something.
We
Whatever
can't
those
have
sites
it.
Are.
There's no Hulu outside of USA.
I know, but I only know of two Americans that just caught up on it. No, three. That's right.
Yep.
Because Facey McPicture take. Is he still doing that? Xander, are you still taking pictures of your face? You still listening to the show, buddy? Come on, hey. Xander.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
If everyone wants me to stop addressing them specifically, all they have to do is get more people to listen to the show. Right?
Maybe they already did.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
People are back in time.
Get out of here. This is a long one. This is a long one. It's not funny.
Oh, I'm going to trim off the front. Cut out the middle.
A little off the sides.
Pedal right here.
A little off the sides.
Yeah. No, I'll shrink it down. I'll speed it up.
Can you wax a strip into it?
Is that guitar new?
No, that guitar's not new. It's been hanging from the ceiling for months and months. What now? Dude.
Yeah?
Oh, we scrapping this one? Is that it? You doing give me the high sign?
No, it's good. It's good. It's just, you know.
Run a little long. I'm getting a little distracted.
It feels like it, but no, that's cool, man. That's all right.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
it's all right. It's all right.
Shower. Get her on the bus.
This podcast moves in mysterious ways.
That's right. You never know what the fuck's going to happen. See you guys in 8 years.
Oh.
I mean, you know, and now until then. I'm just looking for the button right now.
Okay.